opens, there will not be enough trains operating in the southeast to service the 24 trains an hour frequency, which is, was promised in the original business case for the project. It comes along with the news that no new train services will be added to the southeast's fastest growing rail line in Springfield. So we've got Olympics coming up, massive population growth, some of the worst road congestion in the country, and our public transport isn't being delivered. It's a shambles. Now, here to talk us through it is Robert Dow. Of course, Robert Dow is from the lobby group Rail Back on Track. Robert, thanks for your time.
Good afternoon, Peter. You're welcome.
Robert, you're concerned that we won't have the trains available to service what was promised with Cross River Rail.
No, we certainly won't. The number of trains that we have running around on the city train network at the moment comprise two main lots. We've got the QR train fleet itself, which represents about 60 six-car trains equivalent, and we have the new generation rolling stock, which is just near completing the DDD upgrades, 75 six-car trains. So we have about 135 six-car equivalent trains. What sort of highlights the fact that we don't have enough trains is that Queensland Rail are presently working on 12 EMU trains to prolong their life. So that's equivalent to six-car trains. Now, these EMUs were meant to be retired in 2018, so they're going to have work done on them to keep them running around. So that's sort of a sign that we don't quite have enough trains. Now, when Cross River Rail opens, I don't think we're going to get a huge increase in train frequency because they'll still have, they'll only have enough trains to deliver basically the train timetable that we have now, but rearranged into the new sectors and so forth. All the NGR trains, the new generation rolling stock trains, will be running in the Cross River Rail tunnel because they need to because of the platform screen doors and the signalling system. Allows the trains to line up properly. The rest of the train fleet will be running on the other lines. So Beenleigh, Gold Coast, Caboolture, Sunshine Coast and Redcliffe Peninsula will have the new generation rolling stock trains and the rest of the lines will have the rest. Now, we have the Queensland Train Manufacturing Program commencing. Government's suggesting that the trains from this, the new trains from that program will be available late 2026. Now, that's after Cross River Rail opens, for a start. And we think that's a little bit optimistic. Now, if you look over in Perth, they've just introduced some new trains over there called the C-Series. The point I'm making, though, is it's taken 6 years from go to woe to get those trains running revenue services. Now, it was Downer was confirmed as the builder for the new Queensland Train Manufacturing Programs February 2023. So I think it's rather optimistic to think that we'll have trains from that program running around in 2026, more like 2028, I think you can be confident. So that we've got a fair way to go with the existing train fleet, hence the heroic efforts to keep 12 EMUs continuing in service.
So the Queensland Transport Department says they're monitoring population growth but have no plans to add new trains. What impact will that have?
Well, eventually it's going to get more congested, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's going to people are going to go away from public transport, which is going to make the road congestion even worse.
Robert, what about the Olympics? Are we on track, pardon the pun, to have the rail services adequate before 2032?
Well, providing the Queensland Train Manufacturing Program goes as planned, and there's 65 trains committed on that program at the moment, we don't think that's enough, of course. We think it should be upgraded to 90. One of the problems with the numbers of trains relates back to the fact that originally there were going to be 100 six-car new generation rolling stock trains, the NGRs. That got changed, cut back to 75. Now, if we had those additional 25 six-car trains now, we'd be in a lot better position and we could increase the peak frequency on a line such as Springfield, which has shown really good, solid patronage growth because the area's expanded rapidly.
Mm. What's going on there, Robert, with Springfield? Because we've got a lot of listeners in Springfield.
Well, very, very sustained population growth, not only in Springfield, but also Ripley.
Yeah.
Now, their plans to extend the line from Springfield Central in the Ripley, that should be done sooner than later. It's going to be needed, you know, like tomorrow, the way Ripley's expanding. I went out around Ripley, White Rock, late last year, and I was staggered, Peter, at the growth out there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's amazing. So we need rail out there fast. We need rail on the Sunshine Coast. We need rail out to Bay Desert, Flagstone. There's a lot of catch-up work to be done, Peter. And Olympics 2032, with some firming on Cusack at Nathan. In 1982, when that stadium was used for the Commonwealth Games, Peter, the transport plan was shuttle buses in from Benoon and Sunnybank stations.
That's it.
It looks like 50 years later, we'll be using shuttle buses from the nearby railway stations again.
Yeah.
The road network's changed slightly, so I'll probably use Old Tandy as the main feeder station for the shuttle buses. Incredible, isn't it?
Incredible. All right, we could talk all day. Robert, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
There he is, Robert Dow. He's from Trains Back on Track. It's 5 minutes to 5.